Is it ever too hot to work where you're like, that's it, I can't do it anymore, I'm walking off the job? You know, that happened a couple years ago when even lifeguards on the West Coast in places like Seattle and Portland were like, this is too hot, and they got sick from the heat. Or it's especially prevalent among Amazon workers in warehouses, or restaurant employees have been known to walk off the job because it's just too hot. So what are your rights, and what do you do? What can you say to your boss? And also, since we have many people in a position of power, what is your obligation? We thought we'd check in with Andrew Herrera, Chicago Workers Collaborative. Hey, Andrew, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, my pleasure.
What is the Chicago Workers Collaborative?
So the Chicago Workers Collaborative is a worker center that has offices in Chicago and across the Chicagoland area, supporting workers, primarily temp workers, but really all low-wage workers, and advancing their rights and making sure they're not being taken advantage of on the job.
If you represent temp workers, are you familiar with that story out of Elgin where that woman overheard what was being said about her behind her back? You know that story?
You know, I actually haven't heard about that one.
Okay, you need to check into that one because that is the craziest story that broke today. Okay, so about situations where people feel like their health is at risk, because let's face it, heat can be a health hazard. What are their protections? What can you do? How can you approach those you work for to say, hey, I'm not well, it's just too hot in here?
So the bottom line is that employers have an obligation to make sure that you are kept safe at work, that you have a safe working environment, and heat factors into that. So if you feel unsafe at work, if you start having shortness of breath, excessive sweating, any of the other signs or symptoms of heat exhaustion or heat stroke, you are within your rights to stop working and to tell your employer that you are experiencing unsafe working conditions. Your employer they have to take that seriously, right? They're not able to retaliate against you. And if you do get hurt at work because of excessive heat, you also do have recourse. You're able to go and try to hold your employer accountable for any damages.
I've seen this in play for people that work outside who build roads, or HVAC folks who are up there in attics on very hot days. We had Bill Snyder on from the WGN-TV weather department yesterday. He said we've seen an abnormally high amount of 90-degree days, and that it looks like this is not going to be any different than what we'll see for the rest of the summer. I understand that only California and two other states, Oregon and Minnesota, have protections for people who work indoors in facilities like warehouses and restaurants and refineries. That's a pretty low amount of people who actually have absolute protection. Is that anything we'll see in legislation on a federal level or here in the state of Illinois?
It's really hard to speculate as to what's going to pass, particularly at the federal level these days. But this is something that's getting a lot of increased national attention, considering the fact that every year seems to be breaking heat records across the country. You know, like you noted, we're currently under a heat dome. And, you know, you talked about workers who work outside, and obviously, you know, they're directly exposed to the elements. So there's a lot of guidelines. OSHA even has an app that you can download that will help you understand what your risk level is and kind of what you should be doing, which is a nice thing to do for folks to be able to find the iTunes store or the App Store, the Google Play Store. I think what we're seeing here is that, like you mentioned, you know, restaurant workers, warehouse workers, everybody else is also being exposed to this. So there is a real need for increased legislative protections, both at the federal and state level.
And what is the name of that app that you suggested?
I believe if you just put in OSHA Heat.
Okay.
It's the OSHA Heat Index app.
Okay, OSHA Heat Index OSHA app. And what kind of complaints do you get? What do you hear from workers in Chicago or the Chicagoland area or throughout Illinois about their conditions that they're working in on these 92, 93 degree days?
So, you know, it's different for everybody. I think some of the folks who are most exposed are folks where there's a heating element in their workplace. So you think of kitchens or candy factories, bakeries, things like that. And so you can imagine you've got a 90 degree day, you've got insufficient insulation, and on top of that, you've got these ovens that are firing at 450 degrees or more. In those places, you'll see the temperature extremes. So one of the important aspects of heat safety is mingles are acclimatized, which means giving your body time to adjust to the heat. So when you're walking from a 70-degree break room into a 140-degree shop floor, that puts a particular strain in your body. And what's even worse is sometimes you're going from the 140-degree oven where you're cleaning something and you're going to where they flash freeze it and it's negative 30 degrees. Those are all things that will put your body under incredible strain. And the important thing to recognize, too, is that it's cumulative. So if you're doing this day after day after day, your body gets more and more exhausted and puts a lot of strain in your heart, and this can lead to things like heat stroke, like cardiac arrest, and it's very difficult to identify as a workplace incident because it's cumulative. It could happen at home. You know, it could happen while you're resting just because your body is so exhausted. And that's why it's so important to be able to recognize and identify these symptoms. And we do a lot of advocacy and education to the workers to make sure that folks are able to recognize those symptoms and are able to contact us if they feel that they're being put in harm's way. So steps can be taken to keep them safe.
All right. And we did just Google the app. It actually comes up through the CDC, cdc.gov as well, but it's the OSHA Heat Safety Tool app. I'm looking at it right now. Looks like it's fairly self-explanatory and easy to use. So if you're in one of those facilities and you're concerned about when you think you're overheated, or like you said, it could appear later, it's a good tool to have. Thank you so much for joining us, Andrew.
Yeah, absolutely. And if folks want to reach out to find out more, they can find us at chicagoworkerscollaborative.org, and we'd be happy to help.
chicagoworkerscollaborative.org. Got it. And somebody sent in a text and said they thought it was when we were talking about The Bear, it was supposed to be on FX starting tomorrow, but they moved it to Hulu, I think, just for today. That's their understanding. So, Mary, you got to watch at least season one tonight so we can talk about it tomorrow.
I already watched season one and two.
I mean season three. Oh. Episode one of season three. All right, Steve's news next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.